This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Niger President Mohamed Bazoum has been removed from power, according to a group of soldiers who appeared on the West African nation's national television late on Wednesday, hours after the president was held in the presidential palace. Reading from a statement, a colonel seated and flanked by nine other officers said defense and security forces had decided to, quote, put an end to the regime that you know due to the deteriorating security situation and bad governance. He said Niger's borders are closed, a nationwide curfew declared, and all institutions of the republic are suspended. With both Ukraine and the United States expressing satisfaction over Kyiv's recent counteroffensive, Russia's recent gambits have come under a diplomatic attack at the United Nations Wednesday.
The world is paying the price for Russia's barbaric attacks, so let's not both sides this issue.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield. Former U.S. military officers appeared before a U.S. House of Representatives committee on Wednesday in a hearing about unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAP. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman explains from Washington.
Ryan Graves, a former Navy fighter pilot, said he was among many of his colleagues who routinely encountered unidentified flying objects.
These sightings are not rare or isolated. They are routine.
Several members of the committee said they want to make public more information about such encounters and are accusing military and intelligence officials of stonewalling their efforts. UAP are a national security issue the president takes seriously, according to John Kirby, a former Navy admiral and National Security Council spokesman. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli troops have killed a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank. It's the latest bloodshed in one of the most violent stretches of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in years. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Reports say Israeli forces entered the Al Ain refugee camp near the West Bank city of Nablus and arrested a man suspected of shooting at an Israeli bus earlier this week. During the incident, 23-year-old Mohamed Nada was reportedly shot in the chest and later died of his wounds. The Israeli military has not yet responded to requests for comment. The incident comes a day after Israeli troops killed three Palestinian gunmen who opened fire on soldiers near Nablus. So far this year, over 161 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank, the highest death toll in over a decade. Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis have killed at least 25 people this year. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Two people were electrocuted while trying to steal power cables, incidents that plunged parts of Johannesburg into the dark, the South African city's energy supplier said on Wednesday. City Power said the quote-unquote burnt beyond recognition bodies of two people were found this week amid a spike in vandalism and theft affecting its infrastructure. Sinead O'Connor, the Irish singer known for her stirring voice, 1990 chart-topping hit Nothing Compares to You, and outspoken views, has died at the age of 56. Irish media quoted her family as saying on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
Irish national broadcaster RTE quoted a family statement saying they were devastated over the passing of their beloved Sinead. The brash and outspoken singer shifted the image of women in music in the early 1990s, her shaved head directly challenged pop culture's notions of femininity. She had outspoken views on religion, sex, feminism, and war. For some, she will be best remembered for ripping up a photo of Pope John Paul II during a television appearance on Saturday Night Live. In her 2021 memoir, O'Connor wrote, "I am a protest singer. I just had stuff to get off my chest. I had no desire for fame."
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. The build-up to the Paris Olympics entered its final year on Wednesday as International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said preparations were well on track, having sailed down the River Seine on Tuesday to get a taste of the spectacular opening ceremony on July 26, 2024. Bach formally invited 203 countries to take part in the Summer Games. The list does not include Russia and Belarus, its ally in the invasion of Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.